giant long-necked sauropods were able to browse at treetop levels, while other plant-eating dinosaurs were perfectly adapted to take advantage of the low-growing vegetation.
When you look at Stegosaurus and Camarasaurus, you'd be hard-pressed to find two dinosaurs with such different feeding habits. Camarasaurus feeds high in the trees, whereas Stegosaurus was a low browser. Since both of these dinosaurs went extinct at the end of the Jurassic, then it's safe to suggest that all plants, from the tallest trees to the lowest shrubs, were affected by some sort of environmental change. And if the plants were changing, this would have a huge impact on the plant eaters who relied on them for life.
The late Jurassic period also saw predators develop all around the globe. Allosaurus and Ceratosaurus were the deadliest.
Ceratosaurus was more of a niche predator. It certainly would have had to have been specialized on a certain type of behavior with feeding. It may have fed solely on sauropods. It may have fished. It may have gone after smaller prey.
Big animals like Allosaurus and Ceratosaurus are the first to suffer during a dramatic climate change. Because of their sheer size, they require a certain amount of food and a certain amount of water.
But just as dinosaurs were beginning their ascent, a massive explosion in deep space would start a countdown to their demise. Two giant asteroids collided. The larger of the two was called Baptistina.
We think it was probably on the order of about 170 kilometers across. And then something very large slammed into it, we think about 160 million years ago. The size of the impactor isn't quite known, but we think it might be on the order of about 60 kilometers or so. And that completely pulverized what we call the Baptistina parent body.
The impact between these two celestial missiles caused Baptistina to break up, shooting fragments out of orbit and into the solar system. Most of these fragments ended up floating harmlessly in space, but a few headed toward a collision with Earth. This massive asteroid strike would ultimately wipe out the dinosaurs for good. But strangely, this cataclysm from space was not the first massive disaster that the dinosaurs faced. 100 million years earlier, the dinosaurs suffered another, less complete extinction. This first extinction came towards the end of the Jurassic period. It's estimated that 25% of all life forms were wiped out.
When the environment changed at the end of the late Jurassic, it really caused problems for the bigger dinosaurs. Allosaurus and Ceratosaurus could simply be victims of their inability to adapt to this new environment.
Today, it's still a mystery. Some believe that they may have been the victims of their own success.
They seem to have been driven to extinction by their own success. That sounds strange, but once you think about it, a successful dinosaur is one that produces descendants. And in the next time period, the early Cretaceous, there are new allosaurs and new ceratosaurs in different parts of the world. More sophisticated descendants of each of these forms. Things that were too sophisticated for the original Ceratosaurus and the original Allosaurus to compete against. So as old-fashioned Ceratosaurus and old-fashioned Allosaurus themselves, they both disappeared.
But in every major extinction, no matter how catastrophic, there are always some survivors. And for those plants and animals that are able to adapt quickly enough, the world is theirs for the taking.
It's easy to think that all dinosaurs lived and died at the same time, but that's not the case. For instance, dinosaurs like Stegosaurus, Allosaurus, and Camarasaurus lived in the Jurassic period and died out tens of millions of years before dinosaurs like Tyrannosaurus Rex showed up. In fact, the time that separates those dinosaurs from T-Rex is longer than the amount of time that separates T-Rex from us.